Morning Celsius. Is it just me or are these recent brides so much wealthier? Could it be that while all the fathers we were sleeping, our daughters took up all the money for their keeping? Over the dirt, their branches reach towards the sky. Their leaves will grow green, black, and white. We will see money. We will see money. There will be money. We'll be right back.
All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I made it. Yay. Thank you so much, Val. Valerina. Oh, she's lovely. And I say that because I was starting to come down to the station with two crazy kids in the van with me, and they happen to be mine. Like, I picked them up. Yeah, a three-year-old and a five-year-old almost came to CITR to do a radio show with me because daddy was elsewhere. Let's put it that way. But here I am. And that right there was the Weirdies. I like the Weirdies because they're weird. No, they're actually not as weird as the Weirdies. Like, in the world of indie rock or any kind of sort of quote-unquote alternative music or whatever you want to call it, and they just look like regular indie rockers, regular sort of indie garage rockers from Toronto. That's what they look like. They're not that weird. Yeah, so, but they're good. So anyways, we heard Break Up, Break Down, and the name of their new album is Volatile. I feel very volatile. I do. I've had a, because where I live is East Van. Like, I live like East Van. We're talking East 27th and Rupert. So if you'd like to stalk me, go ahead. And it's the hall to UBC, and we live in the same city. I still live in the city of Vancouver, but it's all service roads. We don't have freeways in our lovely city, so everything is called stop and go, dealing with awful drivers, dealing with people. What's up with this one? Somebody's driving ahead of me with their four-way flashers on, and I'm like, are you pulling? And they kind of seem to keep trying to pull over to the side, but they wouldn't. They were just kind of going slow, but they wouldn't let me go past them. Like, they didn't fully pull over. Talk about frustrating. I'm just like, okay, either pull over, you can do that, or keep going straight, because this is not fun. I've got a show that needs to start momentarily. Anywho, apparently Val was telling me she has gotten herself into Curb Your Enthusiasm. So that would be Val. Her show is on after mine, 8 until 10. And my head is a little bit harried, if you will. I've got a harried head. And because of that, I'm thinking, wait a sec. Because first of all, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. And she just walked out. She's like, I'm on season 5 and you got me into it. And I'm thinking, oh, I got her into Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's awesome, because it is one of my favorite shows. She's like, I had a Larry David moment. I'm like, oh. And it had to do with the Pendulum, our restaurant downstairs, which is actually pretty funny. That's a funny story. So anyways, but I won't share it because I don't know. I just should be playing music, shouldn't I? That's why I'm here. And if, in case you're wondering who I am, by the way, my name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Let me breathe. And this is where Canadian, mostly indie rock, gets played. You might hear a little bit of hip-hop, maybe, depending. Or what else might you hear that's Canadian that's not indie rock? You might hear a little, maybe a little ska. Maybe not. Usually not. I'm trying to think. It's like a test question. What else do I play that is not indie rock? But Scott might fall under the umbrella of sort of the whole indie rock genre, if you will. Because indie rock is anything, well, indie and rock. So garage rock is, to me, is indie rock, because it's a subgenre of indie rock. I don't know. I do like garage. Hey, let's see if I've got some garage stuff to play. I have a big old box of tricks right over here. Yes, I do. And let's see. I'm in the mood for some garage rock. So how about we hear, I have this awesome compilation that I play quite a lot if you've listened to my show. And it's called O Canada. It is a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. And in it, we have tons of good songs. There's 14 songs. Now, we can hear the Man or Astro Man song, which is called, no, actually it's not. It's the U-Jerks song, which is called Eisenhower and the Hippies. And it's performed by Man or Astro Man. Even though Man or Astro Man is an Alabama band, still they're from the States, it's a Canadian song, so we could play that. What else? We could also listen to some Tonics. Or Teen Generate. Teen Generate sounds good. Now, Teen Generate, if I'm not mistaken here, in my harried head, they are a Japanese band. Yes, they are. So let's hear some, and it counts though as Canadian music, because we're going to hear a Teen Generate song, which is called Top Down, which is by Teenage Head. Correct me if I'm wrong. So that qualifies us all to listen to this Canadian song. performed by Japanese people, right? Teen Generate. Speaking of Japanese bands, I think Wolf, what are they called? Guitar Wolf? I think they're back together. There's so many bands that have Wolf in their name. Wolf Parade, Raised by Wolves, Wolf Guitar, Guitar Wolf. All right. Anyways, let's hear this cover of a Canadian song called Top Down from Teenage Head from the Japanese band Teen Generate. And this station, of course, after all my blabbing away, is called CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to UBC's campus radio station.
Oh, caravan breakers. Every for a week we can be old.
Thank you. 11th annual Signal and Noise Media Art Festival is going down June 23rd to 26th.
Alexandra Domanovic, Amy Sigel, Anu Sahota, Artavazid Pelechian, Basketball, Ben Rivers, Brady Cranfield, Deborah Stratman, Ellie Ga, Jeffrey Pugin, Giorgio Magnanenzi, Hank Bull, Joshua Stevenson, Julian Hu, Hito Steyerl, Mariana Milhoret, Marina Roy, Nimalan Yoganathan, Otolith Group, Sarah Biagini, Slab 5 Experimental Theremin Orchestra, Yinju Chen, and James T. Hong.
4 days of contemporary media and sound art, projections, performances, and installations. For artists, schedule, and ticket information, and to learn more about the festival, visit signalandnoise.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And Val and I had another conversation that I'd like to report upon. And that is, the older you get in general, the more vocal you become. That's how I sense things. And that's like when I was like 24, if somebody annoyed me or if I'm like getting service, I would just kind of be like, whatever, I'll hold my tongue. And I was just too nice. Now, the older I get, the more I'm like, no, that's just not acceptable. And we're just having a quick little convo about things like that. Because, you know, The older you get, it's very true. The wiser you get, the more amount of experience you have in this thing called life, and you start to really quickly figure out what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, what's right, what is wrong, etc. Okay. Now, what was acceptable, I like to think, was the music I was playing. So we recently just heard Thrush Hermit. The song was Skip the Life, and you can find that on their way back to 1997 album. It was their one major records release on Elektra called Sweet Home Wrecker. These guys traditionally had been on Murder Records, of course, being out of Halifax. And yeah, there you go. And the lead singer, well, actually, there were two lead singers of Thrush Hermit. And even the bass player sang here and there. So really, they all kind of rotated in the singing. But Joel Plaskett, he was one of the main singers. And he's found a lot of success on his own in the past sort of, I don't know, 7 years or so. And good for him. I just recently heard him on CBC talking about what it takes to maintain success in the sort of Canadian indie rock scene. And he had some good comments on it. Now, I'm trying to remember what he said, actually. Basically, you just have to stay connected. You have to keep going at it. And it, you can't, for him, that was his reason for why he is still so, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? He's still so significant on the scene because he's just stayed connected and he keeps working. I mean, at the end of the day, it's always working. You have to work hard. And that is, I think, the secret of Joel Plaskett's success, as well as the fact that he's incredibly talented, right? You can try to work hard if you're a songwriter, and if you don't have any talent, then you kind of go nowhere. But there you go. That's Thrush Hermit. Now, before Thrush Hermit, we heard some Chad Van Galen. Now, speaking of working hard, here's a guy out of Calgary who is known to be a recluse. This album is on Sub Pop Records. It's called Diaper Island. Let's see. The first three of Chad Van Galen's records were recorded in his basement. And this one, Diaper Island, was recorded in a studio. Now I'm just trying to see where it was exactly, but oh well, can't, doesn't, anyways. So there we go. So this is a little bit of a departure. And there you go. Chad Van Galen on Sub Pop out of Calgary. And Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes, we heard one of my favorite songs. It's Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. That is from their, I want to say, 2003? I like to guess. No, I don't. Usually I'm pretty good at this. Album, which is Tears of the Valedictorian. No, it's 2007. It's really that recent, huh? Okay, 2007. Tears of the Valedictorian. All right. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. Yes, we do. And I'm here until 8. And at 8 o'clock, we get Val Cormier, at which point she starts to host her show, Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. And then, woo, we get a little bit saucy here. We have, from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City. And Caroline M. hosts that show. There you go. Now let's move on with our Canadian music trip. Where shall we go next? I'm still sort of in my head of discombobulant, is that right? My head of just, you know, being late for the show and driving across town like a mad woman. So I'm still sort of a little bit crazy, but that's okay because I'm starting to slow down a bit. But let's just take a look here. Ooh, let's listen to a little, what am I in the mood for? I know, here I am, I'm on air. Oh, whatever. I'm kind of in the mood for a little Hayden. You guys in the mood for a little Hayden? Because I am. Kind of slow things down a bit. Slow, but, definitely edgy. And, with a gravelly, awesome, beautiful voice. And he's nice. He's easy on the eyes. That would be Hayden. Speaking of people who write songs out of their basements. So there you go. I planned this theme here. So Chad Van Galen, and now we've got Hayden. This is from his very first album we're going to hear something from, which is called Everything I Long For. And what have we listened? We haven't heard this one in ages, if ever, on this show. I used to play this way back when I did a show at the University of Windsor called CJAM. That was a station. And my show was called Betty's Boutique. Yeah, isn't that cool? Kind of missed that name. All right. Anyways, let's go back. Let's hear the song My Parents' House. How about we hear that? My Parents' House. If the CD even... Okay, we're having problems. That's because that's the wrong CD. Well, I can do this. I can. I'm telling you. I've been in a bad headspace. Okay. All right. Let's try this again. My Parents' House. And yes, I still listen to CDs because I'm old and I'm technologically challenged. So here we go. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Just leave him for I imagined what it would be like to be a wizard, and then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process of...
Now let the game begin. It was flanked by two friends. One was too fat and one was too thin. A voice from within. You gotta roll over, strolled over. Tapped her on the shoulder, grabbed the hold of her heart.
Well, that was unexpected. Sorry about that all. Alright, that was something bizarre. sorry about those technical difficulties. But we right now are going to, speaking of wizards, we heard a little station ID called Wizards Prefer CITR. Let's hear something from a band out of Vancouver called Sun Wizard. They have a new album out. It is called, I think it's called Feeling Fourth Avenue. I'm almost sure. It's not in front of me right here. But anyways, let's hear the song. How about to do In the Morning? Hold on. That sounds lovely. Let's hear the song In the Morning by Sun Wizard. Whoa, let's not hear that. Sorry about that. All right, the station is CITR. This is Sun Wizard.
They won't shut it off. They won't leave me alone with my love. Now I'm gone, yeah, I'm off. Dreaming of things the way it was. Cause I'm done being here in the computer buzz. Telling them all this stuff with no other reason than because I can avoid being me. Having to deal with my flaws. Paranoid of being free. I can't imagine stealing for applause. It ain't a hard life for me, but I don't even obey the laws. So as far as I can see, there's no reason to stay at all. I'm fine in the morning, but if you see a warning, I need you to follow up. Just to know that the love I show was the love that always stuck.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm having more problems. It's just an evening of issues in my life, isn't it? Okay, let me continue then. That was an attempt at playing some Sun Wizard, and unfortunately, I hit something on the computer, which stopped my song playing. So let's try this again. Let's hear some more music. Let's try to hear some more Sun Wizard. I think let's try another one. Let's hear World's Got a Handle. Let's hope this will work. Now let's come on. There we go.
These are some.
right, what did we just listen to there? Let's find out. Things have been going a little bit crazy here, but it's okay. I'm breathing. Okay, that was Sun Wizard. We heard two songs from them, but the one that we heard the full version of was World's Got a Handle. And the name of that album was actually called Positively Fourth Avenue. I think I said Feeling Fourth Avenue, which would work, I'm sure. And then before that, we heard some Hayden with the song Everything I Long For. From the 1995 album, the song was My Parents' House from the 95 album Everything I Long For. So now we are going to go back a bit and hear something from a band that is near to my heart. That's The Organ. And these guys broke up at the end of 07, but they left their mark. They left some good recordings. And I'm going to play us something from this Mint compilation. It's the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. And instantly when I tell you I'm going to play something from anything on from Mint, that should tell you that they are usually local. So Mint has put out things, mostly local bands. I mean, there are a few bands, for example, like Duotang, they were out of Winnipeg. But anyways, this compilation is great. It was released back in, this is a CBC Radio 3 compilation. So it was released back in about, 06. Let me see, how close am I? Why is the date not here? Around that point in time. And it features bands such as Cub, Pluto, Nico Case. We've got the Newtown Animals, Carolyn Mark, the Smugglers. So we're going to hear the Organ song, which is Can You Tell Me? And that's the deal. Now, my name is Anita B., and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm sorry if this is the first time you've listened to my show. I like to think it's usually a little bit better. But that's okay. I'll just keep on trucking, right? So will you. So this right here is The Organ on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Skateboard stars in the sky.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Now my thing is working.
Get your midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
It seems as if everything I touch goes to crap. Yeah, like I press buttons on the computer where I know I touched it, and then I'm like, that should be working, and then it's got a lag. Like the lag is like 6 seconds, and I'm just like, what? So I'm going to try not to talk much. I'm going to try not to do too much except play maybe some really long songs because it's not been a good night, but that's okay. The person complaining here is Anita B. And this show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with you all until 8. This is a Canadian music show. Anyways, the last band I really love, I love. It's present tense. They're still around. So this is Quest for Fire. The name of their new album is called Lights from Paradise. And the song that we heard is called Confusion's Home. And yes, confusion is home in my head. And yeah, but no. Yeah, these guys are awesome. They used to be, I think it was two of them used to be members of the Toronto band The Deadly Snakes, who I quite adore as well. Obviously, the Deadly Snakes are no longer, and anyways, Quest for Fire, I do believe they are, yes, out of Toronto as well. So there you go, new album. Before that, we heard two older songs from the organ. Because I like the organ so much, I decided to play a second one. Here we go. So we heard the song Fire in the Ocean. And that song is from, it's a Team Mint sampler. It's a compilation. And then the one before that was Can You Tell Me, which is from another Mint Records compilation, which is called Mint Records Presents the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. Yes. Okay, so now we're going to head on over to the East Coast. Yes, we will. And we're going to play something super old, something that I haven't listened to in ages. And I am talking about Jail. So Jail is a band, which is actually an acronym, J-A-L-E. So Jail stands for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. That is correct. It's been a long time since I've even like contemplated the name. But back in like 96, they were one of my favorite bands. They were like at the top of my mental playlist. And they had the song, the album called So Wound. That's correct. And, these were the guys that got me into actually they plus the band Luscious Jackson, which they're not Canadian, but inspired me so much so that I decided to actually play music. Yeah, so because of bands like Jail, I was like, hey, I think I want to be someone like that. And that was the year 96 that I picked up the bass for the first time. Yes, back in Windsor, Ontario. And yeah, so let's hear something from Jail from this compilation, which is a Cinnamon Toast Records compilation. It's called Trim Crusts If Desired. This is from 1994. Oh, how long ago was that? Anyways, we're going to hear the song Twisted. So this is a really, obviously, a very early song of theirs. It was recorded back in 92. And, yeah, what happened ultimately with the band Jail was that, so it was Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve. Now, Eve was obviously the E in the band. She ended up getting pregnant. And then Mike Belitsky, who, is the drummer for, why can't I think of their name right now? They're out of Toronto. They're kind of like, sort of a rootsy indie rock band. They're very popular. I just saw them. Like, they're the name of their... the somethings. Anyways, it's not a good day for me. Mike Belitsky, what's his band called? Anyways, they're awesome. And he ended up drumming with Jail and went on tour with them. And so they had a boy. So it was Jennifer, Alice. No, and Allison had left as well. And then they got, you know, whittled down to a three-piece. So it got pretty interesting. But they persevered. And it ultimately, the Mountain Goats, I think, is the name of the band that Laura ended up marrying the guy. I think it was Mountain Goats. Yeah. Anyways, okay, let's continue. Let me stop trying to unsuccessfully connect the dots of the East Coast music scene back in the 90s. The Sadies. Yes, the Sadies. Oh, that would have driven me completely nuts. Anyways, okay, let's listen to the song. This is called Twisted. It's from Jail. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Forever.
right, that right there is Black Mountain. That's a Vancouver band with the song Old Fangs from their new album, which is called Wilderness Heart. And I like that song. Yeah. Before that, we heard something from way back when, a band out of Quebec City, I think, called the Mini Pops. The song was Because of the Dog, and you can find that on a compilation called Killer Bands from Mars. And then we heard a little Wolf Parade in there with the song Shine a Light. Whenever I'm feeling kind of not all right, it's like a Dr. Seuss story, I play myself that song. I love Wolf Parade. And that video, if you get a chance, just go to YouTube, go wherever, type in Shine a Light online. Video Wolf Parade, and it is the best video I guarantee you will ever have seen if you have any taste, because I'm not going to give you away all the details of the song, but I will say this much, or the video. It takes place in Vancouver, and Wolf Parade, they're a band out of Montreal, but they have their roots in BC. They're out of Victoria, a couple of the guys, and anyways, the video takes place, I think there's shots of places on Main Street as well as Hastings in Chinatown as well. I think that's where the parts of the settings are, and it features a guy who was, let's just put it this way, multiple vertical heads. Very, very cool. And actually, I was teaching a class, because that's what I do. I'm a high school teacher. And I was showing my class a video on something. It's something academically related. And then I must have had this video queued up or something on YouTube. And up on my projector screen came some Wolf Parade. And my class loved it. They're like, look at that, Ms. Binder. And they're like, whoa. And it was just great. And we had to watch the whole like 3.5-4 minute song, because the video is so genius. And I was glad to introduce some Wolf Parade to some grade 10 kids. Yes, I shared the love. Anyways, my love sharing will be ending in a few minutes. Val is coming on. Val Cormier, her show is called Folk Oasis, and she is here from 8 until 10. And then from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City. That's the score. That's what's going on tonight. I will be back in a couple of weeks, hopefully in a better headspace. But I will say this much. If I do come in stressed out, and I've been battling traffic and et cetera, then, you know, I got to tell you, music does seem to heal all. Doesn't that sound cliche? But music, once you get into that space, that zone of good music, you are transported to a better place. And after I've done my show, I now feel like I have come to a better place. So anyways, that's it. I will leave you with something here. What is it going to be? I don't know. How about we hear some fun little CITR. Oh, I know we'll do. We'll do some show promos. Let's play some fun. Let's hear some Nardwar show promos. That would be fun, don't you think? Because who does not? Oh, let's hear maybe some Chips with Everything. We'll play a little Nardwar. Who doesn't love Nardwar? If you don't